From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a mortgage crisis rekindles true love.
First, inflation is up. Business is sluggish. The markets are shaky. However you look at it, the economy is having troubles. So what's next? How about credit cards? People do tend to carry some pretty big debt on their plastic. Producer Kimin Sung talked with some shoppers in Santa Monica.
I started with about $15,000 and right now struggling with about $3,000.
What was the largest credit card purchase?
Car. We bought a Nissan. That's it, about $5,000, $6,000 gone there.
My credit card debt is like $11,000.
And what's the most expensive thing you've ever charged?
Recently, it was a plasma TV, 42-inch.
And how much did that cost?
$1,200, maybe?
I have about $600. I only use it for gas, and the way gas is, you know, driving all around. So I just use it for gas, honestly.
Those are voices of some credit card holders here in Southern California. That was Adam Moss and Kelvin Larkin and RT Agarwal.
So is a credit card crisis next? Ron Ioneary is the chief market strategist for an investor education company. It's called Options University.
What's going on is as inflation increases, more and more of us are spending more and more dollars on necessities. So what's happening is our disposable income is getting cut down and our necessity income is increasing. As our disposable income gets knocked down, we're going to look to replace that. And normally what happens is people turn to credit cards to replace that disposable income.
So is the danger that Americans will just stop paying their credit card bills in default?
That is exactly what the danger is, and that's exactly what we're seeing right now. We're seeing an increase in defaults on credit cards, but we're also seeing the highest level we've ever seen in terms of late payments. Most amount of people, biggest amount of dollars in terms of late payments, and that has been increasing for the last several months.
So if you default on your mortgage, you lose your house. What happens if you default on your credit card?
Well, if you default on your credit card, eventually they're going to ask for the entire balance to be paid immediately. That's what winds up happening. From there, you become a credit risk. So whether if you don't pay off that balance, the entire balance, immediately, it starts to show on your credit report. In the same way we're seeing a lot of banks and their credit ratings decrease, which makes it harder for them to borrow money, the same thing happens to individual people. As your credit risk increases, the likelihood and the chances of you being able to borrow money become much more unlikely. And in a situation and a time where we already have a problem with getting credit, it's going to make it real tough for a lot of people to get money.
So, Ron, broaden this out, if you would, and talk about how this would affect the larger economy, banks in particular. We've seen a number of them go under because of the housing crisis. Could the same thing happen because of a credit card crisis?
Well, I don't think necessarily that they hold as much credit card debt as they would hold mortgage debt. However, in a situation where they're already in trouble from mortgage debt, adding a credit card debt problem with these banks, a failure to collect there, could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. So it's more of a thing where I don't think that the actual credit card crisis itself is that destructive. But when you combine it with the mortgage crisis and the overall credit crisis, yeah, this could be the final blow to a lot of different banks.
Do you see any big banks getting into trouble over this?
Well, obviously the big issuers, you know, when you're talking about Citigroup and you're talking about Bank of America, and a lot of these banks make good margin on credit cards. The Fed funds rate right now is 2%. Prime rate's a little above that, yet there's credit cards out there that are charging in 19 and 20%. So there's a really good margin on these credit cards, which produces a lot of profitability for the banks. If those profits are also chopped, along with everything else that's been chopped, a lot of these banks will feel a lot of pressure from it. It could easily be a major contributing factor to banks going under, which I do see coming up in the next several months.
Ron, thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's Ron Ioneary. He's chief market strategist at Options University.